Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So dairy, it's mixed, is that fair? Is that a good word?
Yeah,
little,
I think...
A little bit down, a little bit up?
Yeah, I don't think there's too much to worry about here. I mean, it was good while it lasted, though, wasn't it? That bit of a recovery that we saw in the Global Dairy Trade Index. So you've had two auctions of positive price movements, 18th of April, 3.2% rise, and then the 2nd of May, a 2.5% rise. So it was sort of looking promising as a sort of base for what's been a very protracted period of weakness if we look at the index, which has been falling since sort of March of last year. So there was very much a trend in place. So two auctions of gain, that was promising. Overnight, we've seen a 0.9% fall in the index. So not a material fall and sort of no reason, I suppose, to suggest that we're going to see continued weakness. Skim milk powder was probably the villain overnight, 1.6% fall there. But whole milk powder, which is the important commodity, actually gained 0.3%. And if you look at the sort of the price history of whole milk powder, prices look quite stable there. The supporting acts were weak, though. 3.5% fall in cheddar and a 4.5% fall in anhydrous milk fat. I don't think this will change the Farmgate forecast, Farmgate milk price. So, look, it's not good news, but it's not bad news. I don't think it's notable at this stage. Those recent gains are far larger than the 0.9% fall. So, steady as she goes.
Okay, talk me through travel, because I'm fascinated with travel these days. I read a report the other day that said business travel is never going to return to what it was. So what do we know from Auckland?
So yesterday Auckland International Airport released their passenger numbers, and I don't always monitor it on a monthly basis, but sometimes something pops up that sort of catches your eye. So we had numbers for March and April. Well, firstly, it does give you a read on where we're at compared to pre-COVID numbers. Total passenger numbers is now sitting at around 80% of pre-COVID level. So we've bounced back, but still not quite what it was. And there is still a bit of a divergence between domestic and the international rebound. So in March, the domestic passenger numbers were 88% of pre-COVID levels, which is pretty good. International passenger numbers, though, running at 79%, so they're a little bit low. But here's the number that caught my eye, Mike. In March, they had a total of 1.5 million passengers through the airport. In April, though, it's fallen to 1.4 million. And so domestic passenger numbers dropped from 88% of pre-COVID levels to 82% of pre-COVID levels. So you've got softer domestic numbers. So sort of you've asked that question, are we hitting a bit of an air pocket in our sort of renewed interest in getting out and about? Is the pressure on household budgets or business budgets, or is that just a blip? And only time will tell, really. But international numbers definitely look like they are improving. You're getting more airlines back in. Long-haul passenger numbers are up 6 percentage points. What is starkly obvious, Mike, is that we're really missing the travellers from China. They have not recovered. I think they're still sitting in around the 20s. So that does look like a little bit of a missing piece. I think it's a little bit hard to tell what you're saying about business travel, Mike, because at the moment it's just incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
And so I think that probably is curtailing some business travel at the moment. So once the prices start to equalise a little bit, I think then you'll get a better picture of whether people are travelling for business or not.
Yeah, it's interesting. The report I read said younger people are travelling because they don't need to travel business or first, as the Americans call them. They don't need to stay in flash hotels, and old farts like you insist on being up the front of the plane. You know, your days are gone. Now, 6% cash rate. What do you reckon?
old fart. Anyway, let's move on. Westpac, yeah, they got a new chief economist in place. He's an ex-RBNZ guy, and he's thrown a bit of a curveball, hasn't he, into the mix with his cash rate forecast, with this economic sort of overview they released yesterday. And they're saying that the official cash rate will go to 6% in September this year, staying there into 2024. And the problem is this big surge in migration. The argument is that strong population growth hits the demand side of the equation first before the supply-demand equation sort of balances out. And there's simply no room in the RBNZ framework for another shock to the upside. So, look, Mike, this migration impulse looks persistent, but maybe it's just a surge in pent-up demand, and maybe it drops off as quickly as it lifted. But if it doesn't, it is a real risk. And I look at those recent government accounts and note the weakness in the tax take. To me, that's evidence of a slowing economy. But you need to see the CPI respond to that. And we're seeing inflation expectations fall. But, geez, at 6% there, there's a real risk of hard landing. And the only answer here, really, Mike, is time, because we don't get a CPI update until the 19th of July. And you've got the potential fiscal impulse as well. So, look, not everyone else is there at 6% yet, so we're going to have to wait and see on that one too. But it's a bit of a worry, because I think that increases the chance of a hard landing.
I tend to agree with you. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is down 255 points as we speak. Retail sales surprised a little bit stronger than people maybe had expected. The Dow Jones 33,093. The S&P 500 is down 0.34%, 4122, and the Nasdaq 12,379. It's up 0.12%. The FTSE 100 lost a third of a percentage point last night, 7751. The Nikkei gained 0.75%, 29842. Shanghai Composite was down 20, 3291. The ASX 200 lost 0.45%, 7234. And we barely moved to the NZX 50 yesterday, up 8 points, 11,945. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6227 US, 0.9353 Aussie, 0.5731 against the euro, 0.4988 against the pound, 84.93 Japanese yen. Gold has fallen back through $2,000. It's $1,988. And Brent crude, $74.85.
Good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.